Gas and diesel cars and trucks could eventually be banned in large parts of Los Angeles. That is a promise by L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti made in Paris today. He's there for the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group, which is made up of leaders from the world's major cities. Garcetti joining mayors from Cape Town, South Africa, London, Mexico City, Paris, and Seattle, among others, in his pledge. All of this coming as President Donald Trump is moving to pull the United States out of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observe to talk about it. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Let's get rid of all the gas and diesel-powered engines in Los Angeles by a certain year. That's quite a stiff goal.
Well, it is quite a goal. And one thing that I note about that is Mayor Garcetti will be long gone from City Hall by the time that any of that kicks in. So he's not really too concerned about the execution of it when it comes to that. Second, I think what it is, it's meant to be a goal. It's to set the bar high about making a reform to improve the environment. And as noted by the event today, a lot of cities are saying that they're going to do that. Whether or not it actually happens in such a car-centric place as Los Angeles, which will still be car-centric in 2030, well, let's wait and see.
What is the rationale, do you think, for doing something like this, Kevin? I mean, if just cities are involved in the effort, and not the country as a whole, or not nations around the globe as a whole, is it going to make much of a difference?
Well, you know, this is a lot of cities. Sure. I mean, if you reduce the amount of car pollution in a city, well, that's going to improve the life in that city. And if you do it on a big enough scale, sure, it'll improve the global warming situation, I think, by reducing the amount of emissions. I think the trick is, and how do you get a place in somewhere like Los Angeles where a lot of people, there's millions and millions of registered motor vehicles here, almost all of them you burn gasoline or diesel, and they're not all going to go away by 2030. So that's what makes it a very difficult public policy pronouncement to actually carry out.
What has been Garcetti's track record on climate change, especially since Donald Trump took office as president of the United States?
Well, under Trump, Mayor Garcetti has decided to become really a leader on climate change in Los Angeles and around the world. This is not the first time he's gone to a gathering of other officials and spoken about a cleaner future and steps Los Angeles will take to help that out. You know, he's already got a program underway to, you know, move the bus fleet to being all electric. And that is one area, by the way, that the government can influence emissions is to the vehicles that they buy. Then they're probably the largest acquirer of vehicles in any one year or a couple of years, by making sure that they are all zero or very low emission vehicles. And that's something that Garcetti is already putting in place. So he has decided to stake out his turf in opposition to Donald Trump on sort of an environmental basis.
Almost like he is politically motivated to do something like this. And I find it curious, and I know you do too, that the mayor will not be here by tomorrow when the Los Angeles Dodgers take to the field for the World Series, the first World Series in 29 years.
Well, they're hedging their bets on that. He returns to the city sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think they're not absolutely certain he will be here
for
by the time the game starts. All right. And he's a big baseball fan. I'm sure he would like to be here. He's been very excited on his social media accounts about the Dodgers making it to the World Series. But this event in Paris, that's where he is today, where the announcement was made, is long planned, and he's a leader in the organization of other mayors who are there, so I think he had to be there.
Is he running for something, though, on this, do you think?
Well, before he went to Paris, he was in Las Vegas this past weekend speaking to a Democratic National Committee organization. He's been in Wisconsin, he's been in New Hampshire, and he's going to South Carolina, and those states all sound familiar to you for a certain reason, I believe.
I think it's because the primaries and caucuses are early on.
Those are all states that have early primary activities during a presidential year, yes.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thanks.